This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 10, 2010. Those who are given much. The passage is from Matthew 25. Well done, good and faithful servant. Come and share your master's happiness. Today's story is not just about wealth. It's about resources in general. For example, if God gave you a mind that is agile and creative, you are expected to use and develop that mind. If God gave you children, you are expected to raise them, to know the Lord, and provide them a loving, godly home. And if God gave you wealth, you are expected to manage it well. You are expected to invest in ways that are productive, not only for yourself, but also for others, in honor of God. You are expected to use it to create good things, to provide useful services, and to support others who do not have enough. This seems obvious. If you have a great deal, you can do a great deal with it. If you have a wealth of ability to run a business, it is your responsibility to use it well. If you have a wealth of ability to make music, or give wise counsel, or craft beautiful objects, you are expected to use those abilities not only for your sake, but also for the sake of others. Our Heavenly Father has this fair expectation of us. If we have been given many goods or abilities, we should do much good with them. Will you live up to His expectations? Will you share in the happiness of our Divine Master? Let's pray. Lord, you have given us much. Forgive us when we self-indulge in your gifts rather than using them for good of the kingdom and your world. May we truly seek and serve you. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.